Life. It is time to welcome back the Simbiti team. Jody Chetty, welcome back.
Hello, Dave.
I see more of you than I do my wife, but that's a whole other
story. I hope that's not a bad thing.
It's not. Now, Jody is Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Great Simbiti. So welcome back to you. And also with her is Chris McDaniel, Food and Beverage Manager at Simbiti Country Club. It's quite a title, that really, Chris.
It's very long-winded, isn't it? It's a bit of a mouthful. But it's a very big portfolio, so
how long have you been there for now?
Oh, 5 months.
Okay, yeah. So you're still settling in, really?
No, finding my feet now.
It'll almost be like a steady job soon.
Exactly. Although it feels a lot longer than that.
All right, Chris, you brought an incredible amount of energy, Little Bird told me, to Simbiti since stepping into your role. What have you discovered about the community and the team that makes leading F&B so rewarding now?
Dave, thanks for that. I think first and foremost, I mean, obviously, as everyone knows, Simbiti is a really well-known, established estate on the North Coast, and we have a large team. I think we've got over 120 employees that fall within the food and beverage portfolio. So that, just as a point of call, it's a lot of personalities, some big, some small, some interesting, but yeah, a wide range of personalities. And so it's just so rewarding to work with so many different people from different spheres of life, understanding different cultures, backgrounds, and just really identifying the strengths of people within that team as well, and utilizing them to the best of their abilities within, the portfolio that we have.
All right, now you come from a finance background.
Correct.
Okay. Your journey into hospitality is quite unique. How has your business experience from the years gone by shapes kind of your management style, really, and your approach to Simbiti's dining spaces?
Yeah, I think it's been quite a good fit, Dave. And I think, in days gone by, restaurateurs used to be a little bit more flippant, and it was, their cost of sales and, watching all the little costs that come in. Weren't maybe as uniquely identified, whereas these days, in the business sort of forum that we're in the industry, things like that are really quite critical to any business, especially within the hospitality sphere. Things like rising food costs, those are the kind of things that, you've got to keep quite a tight handle on them and tight a quite fist on and control over those, so that, you can enjoy, you can really have the sustainability of the business for the future.
Now, you're known for your hands-on leadership. I think that's a great thing, when the boss is sort of getting involved. You're visible at the Fig Tree, the Drop Zone, Heron Pizzeria. Is that because you just like food, basically, Chris?
No, I like to keep active, I think. I think one of the many nicknames I have is the Holy Spirit, because I just pop up unexpectedly. So I like to, like I said earlier, I think, for me, one of the best forms of leadership is by leading by example.
100%.
I mean, I think it's an old school saying, but I think it's very prevalent, to any business, any time period that you're in. Leading by example is never lost. Okay. And especially with staff, I think if they see you leading by example and getting stuck on the floor, and being a part of the team and not just being, a dictator, as they would say.
Are you a decent cook yourself?
I am. Well, I'd like to think so.
Are you? So humble.
So humble.
I can burn a salad, but that's a whole other story. Keeping your team motivated, is it easy? Because, I mean, we spoke last time about how great your team are. Everybody loves to be there.
Yeah, I think it's, I think with everything, I think we all find it difficult to find motivation every single day, wake up, especially when it comes to work. But it's always that thing, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And, we try and instill that with the team as well. And we try and, say to them, yes, you are providing a service and you're serving people, but what you are doing is you are giving them an opportunity to escape from their everyday lives and to, enjoy something, be in an environment that's relaxed, and they're getting, all their little whims and needs taken care of. And I think that's what our focus is.
All right, now we're heading towards Christmas. I said it, the C word. It's close now. Like 2 months, isn't it?
Just
2 months away. And your calendar, I would imagine, at Simbiti is filling up with exciting events. What can residents look forward to?
Sure, Dave, we've got quite a few member events coming up. When I say member events, we've got things like our Christmas market. We've just had a brilliant comedy show this past week, and we've got numerous wine tastings. But really what I'd like to focus on is the specials that we're going to be coming up, that we're going to be running. Because I think a lot of people have a perception of Simbiti that, you know, it's specifically for residents, but we do cater to the broader, you know, Palito community, you know, on the North Coast. And we'd love to see all of them come through and just see all the different, you know, specials that we and promotions we're going to be running. And we've obviously got our Mimosa Moms Clubs in the afternoon, which is like a happy hour, serving some fantastic drinks like Aperol Spritz and Mimosa, as the word says. Champers, beers for the guys, all sorts. And that's that runs every afternoon. And we've got a couple of other ones coming up.
All right. Now, all that stuff will be on social media, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So you could go there and have a look. Just finally, Chris, looking ahead, what's your vision for Simbiti's food and beverage journey? How do you see it evolving as part of the estate's lifestyle and identity, really?
I think it's, you know, it's quite a broad spectrum question. And yeah. I think first and foremost, what we want to concentrate on is, and I don't know if this just comes from our competitive, you know, nature, but, you know, I think from day one, I've said to the staff and who sets the standard that, you know, we not just want to be another restaurant in Melito, we're not just another clubhouse. If we're going to do anything, we're going to do it the best of our ability and aim for to be the best in the Palito. And I think
do
that's
it to the best of your professional exactly. ability. That's what I do. So I don't bother. You know, yes. I don't do Mickey Mouse. Never.
For sure. So yeah, we, you know, whether we're serving coffee or a glass of wine or, you know, one of the signature just dishes at the Fig Tree, we want to make sure that everything about that is just top quality.
All right. Jody?
Yes.
You're still here?
I'm still here.
All right. Simbiti's food and beverage offers a major part of what defines the estate experience. From a communications point of view, because that's what you do best, how do you bring that to life, ensuring residents and visitors understand that dining at Simbiti is more than just great food, but it's community and it's all about connection?
I think what's important to remember is that art imitates life. So if you consider food as an art form and you consider life, at Simbiti, everything revolves around the community. And generally, when you gather as a community, food's at the center. And so by keeping food at the epicenter of what we do and making sure, as Chris says, that we do it with excellence in accordance with our values, that's sort of my job, is to make sure that what I'm given by the food and beverage department is translated well for everyone who's in our target market to be able to see themselves in that story.
All right. Now, each F&B venue, from the Fig Tree to the Heron, it's got its own personality. That's what's nice about
yes.
this. Each individual one has its own personality. Yet they're all, you know, it's Simbiti, though, even though they're different, so to speak. How do you ensure that your storytelling and visuals maintain the consistent identity across these spaces?
Well, in marketing, you talk about something called a golden thread. And with Simbiti, everything we do, we thread through the ethos of Simbiti, which is home, it's belonging, and it's community and experience. And so every visual you'll see from us, every key message that you'll see from us, you'll make sure that there's home, there's belonging, and there's an experience. So it's about making sure everyone who identifies with Simbiti finds themselves in one of our spaces.
All right, just finally, Simbiti continues to evolve. How do you see Simbiti's eateries continuing to shape the estate's brand, because it's a huge brand.
It is.
Lifestyle and sense of place in the years ahead. Should we talk 5 years?
That's a big one. Oh, 5 years. let's see. So Simbiti's overarching vision is to guarantee the sustainability of Simbiti Ecostate. So sustainability means leaving something in a better condition for the people who come after you. And so whatever we do, we make sure that we evolve and we leave Simbiti in the hands of, you know, there must always be enjoyment, there must always be belonging, there must always be happiness. And so if we continue keeping food, no one's ever going to be unhappy when you're around good food.
Can I just ask you, both of you, upper management, you know, the Larnies up in the boardroom, are they sort of like a nice, friendly part of the team as well?
Absolutely.
I don't know that.
So absolutely.
So they get involved and they...
Yes, they do. They're very supportive.
They don't just stay in the boardroom.
No.
That's
great. They come down and eat at the Fig Tree.
We've still got to try that Fig Tree. All right. Any final thoughts from both of you?
Maybe just follow us on social media at Simbiti Country Club and you'll find everything that we have and Simbiti Country Club and Fig Tree Restaurant on Facebook.
I just think, as I've mentioned previously, you know, we are open to the community. So we'd love to see all the, you know, the members around to come and say hello, come and enjoy a special meal with us, come and have a drink at the Drop Zone Bar or up at the Sports Precinct. So it'll be phenomenal.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us once
Thanks
again.
For having us.
You know you're always welcome here anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks.